6:01, and I'd like to call the September, meeting of the Kaiser Points of Interest Committee to order. Do we have the minutes anywhere?
Right.
Yeah.
And yes, I remember. Make a motion that we approve the minutes as written.
I remember reading them and saying that there was nothing wrong.
Cute hair, Debbie.
Okay, Sherry moved it. Is there a second? Okay, Shannon seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Passes unanimously. Any interested citizens? I don't see any. Okay, project reports. Well, we have the report here from Jill on the donation land claim.
And after looking at it, they're both really great and love them both, but I have to say, being half blind, that the second one is not an option, I don't think. I would like to move that we take the first one and accept that, make a motion to present that one as the monument that would be attached to the land claim.
Okay.
I second that.
And Maria second. Okay, so Sherry moved that we accept the first option, and Maria seconded. Any discussion?
It just saves us from trying to figure a year, too.
Well, there is that, too. It's a little easier on the eyes.
Exactly, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of option one, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Passes unanimously.
Thank you, Debbie.
And then installing it at the site,
right. Yeah.
That way. Had to stop and think, where are we? It's that way.
I will make a motion that we move to start the process of this.
Move to get it printed up and installed?
Installed, yes.
Okay. Okay, Sherry has moved that we start the process to get this monument, or whatever we want to call it.
Plaque
produced and then installed at the proper location. And Shannon has seconded it. Do we have any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. It passes unanimous. Okay, oral history update, Shannon.
So I kind of wanted to make a request of the other committee members. After I watched the videos from the oral history kind of thing that's on the website and things like that, I think this project might be better suited for somebody that has more knowledge of the Kaiser community and the history, so they can ask follow-up questions and things like that. It kind of seemed like that's what made the interviews good, not so much as developing the questions beforehand, but being able to ask those follow-up questions. And since I've only lived here for a couple years, I don't think I can do that very well.
Okay.
So I was going to request if it would be okay if I move to a more kind of researchy kind of project, at least until I know more about that.
For those of you that weren't here earlier, she was saying that the Willamette University project would be better suited for her since Liesl won't be back. Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
I don't think we need to vote on that. I think we could just do that by consensus. Okay.
Thank you all very much.
So take Shannon off of oral history and put her on Willamette University. Sherry, do you have a report on the cavalry remount station?
So back in June, I spoke with a lovely lady named Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E, at the Willamette Heritage Center. And she said she would love to help out with this project. She just wants to know exactly what it is we're looking for, because what research she found, there was options for World War I, World War II, earlier in the 1850s, and she was just wanting to, yeah, exactly, and she said she would love to help out with this opportunity, but just needs to know a little more details, and I didn't know complete details on this.
And I know very little details.
Exactly.
I've not had that many meetings since I joined this committee.
Exactly, right? So that's where we are with that, but we do have the Heritage Center that would love to help out with this, so, right, and that's kind of what I was thinking of doing, is I have some time in October where I'm going to call her and see if I could do a sit down and do a one-to-one with her and see what she does have available. Then I could bring it back here and say, okay, this isn't what I'm finding. Do we want to move forward with any of this? Because it might not even be in the Kaiser area. I don't know.
Yeah, and then it depends what she's got. We may want to cover all the area,
all of
just
it.
Do like
exactly.
A storyboard on it or
exactly.
Something.
Mm-hmm, like the little library crap. Exactly,
yeah.
You know? So lovely girl. I have phone numbers and all that good stuff, and so
okay. She
looks forward to talking with us again.
So it sounds like you are volunteering to research this
yes,
further and get back to
but
us.
But it won't be and probably have any reports
November.
Until November. Yeah.
Okay. So December 5th.
Come.
Anything else on that?
Nope, that's all I have today.
Okay. Informational signage at Kaiser School. That's Jill. She's not here. Do we have anything else? Nope. Okay. Origination of street names and neighborhood history. This is one that gal I was talking to said she was interested in, was this kind of stuff. So if that's her, that would be something for her. New member question mark. Facebook page.
It's doing well. We're getting new reviews
yeah.
At least one a week or so. It's
I'm noticing that too.
Yeah.
And not necessarily reviews, but visits and stuff.
Excuse
you know.
Me. Views, not reviews.
Yeah.
Views.
Okay. So I know it's running. I keep getting notifications all the time, too, because I'm, what do you call that?
The admin now?
I'm an admin on it. I'm not the admin, but I'm an admin. Yeah.
I think she has us all on.
I think she does, too. Okay. And Shannon, you're wanting to do Willamette, but you probably don't know anything to report anything now. And Jill's not here for Longitude 123. Okay, Clydegear Creek Watershed Council, that's me, the storyboard. They are still waiting to see if they can get a college intern to work on that. And we've been on summer hiatus as well, so there haven't been any meetings for a little bit. So nothing new to report. And on maps of the little libraries, I don't have any new information on the ones that exist. But I did just hear at the Kaiser United meeting this month that there is an Eagle Scout who is looking to do an Eagle project, and he wants to install like 5 or 6 little libraries, build them from scratch, and put the books in. So I will be trying to get his information from.
Have you talked to Carol Dorfler too?
Carol is getting ready to rebuild hers.
Okay.
And restock it, because she said hers, she was gone for a long time and didn't put much attention into it, and it was starting to fall apart. Cause she mentioned that at the Kaiser United meeting herself. But that one, we actually have her stuff already. Okay.
Well, she had some locations, too, of others that were available.
Yeah, and I got those.
Okay.
already. Or a brochure with a location, right, yeah. And like I said before, Meredith Moody wants to help us out with that. So.
Real quick, like also, Debbie, does the hotel have those? Is there any way we can just deliver them? The only reason I say that is it's September, and I know it's team seasons, and we're going to be getting a lot of those kind of people in. It would be kind of cool to have that information. Thank you.
I know we've got a few right back there. Oh, it's down to one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the front one, right? Okay, so it's the one in the front rack.
My water bill this week, I could pick some up and run them out there.
You still do yours in person? You don't
do
it online?
I love to visit everyone.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just easier that.
Okay. Any other project reports anybody can think of that weren't on the list?
So, Mr. Chair, I'm thinking Maria doesn't have a project. And
no,
would you be interested in doing oral history, which is kind of a big thing to take on, or maybe you could help with the names of the streets?
Street names.
And then
street.
If we get somebody new, you could work together with them?
Yeah, I think I'll take the origination of street names. Neighborhood history.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to diss you or anything, but oral history is.
Yeah.
It is, well, and it's a little overwhelming.
And the gal that did the originals, isn't she still willing to help out?
Anita?
Well, no, not anymore?
I never heard back from her when I emailed.
Well, and she was busy when I was at the Heritage. She was really busy then and was just she's pulled herself 47.
Well, I thought she had come in here at one point a while back and told us that she was interested in helping out still, but then I hadn't heard anything further. So.
Free time? Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What free time?
Right.
Yeah, I'm filling my free time with a whole lot more stuff too.
Right.
Okay, so Maria is interested in origination of street names and neighborhood history. Did we have somebody that already did some of that or had anything started on that?
Started on it, but Rhonda, but she only just
anything
came back with questions. Didn't seem like she, you know, wanted to do any of the research. My thought is with the street names, is that we would make a brochure up and have that just so people could have that. I don't think there's appropriate place for a sign for that.
No. And what we're looking for on that is not every single name or every single street, just the...
Here's the history of First Street.
Yeah. just stuff like Shemawa.
Yeah.
What's the history behind the name and why it's goes
there's
the way
Main
it goes.
Okay.
Because it was just a country lane originally.
Right.
You know, and that kind of thing. Cummings Lane.
Even like Gubser neighborhood. I don't know if there's a Gubser street, but that would be.
I think there is. I think it's just the school.
So it would be fun to have that kind of history. Why is it called that?
And why is Palmacia called Palmacia?
Okay.
That kind of thing.
That'll be definitely an endeavor.
Yeah. Any other business? Hearing none. Our council liaison is not present. Oh, that's right. He's in Bend. I think that's pretty much it. Point of order here is our next meeting, provided we can get a quorum, would be October 24th. And with that, we are adjourned at 6:15.